Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins. Thank you for joining us. It's good to be with you again. In the studio, we have Bob and Mary Griswold.
Hello.
Hello.
Mary is rightwinggranny.com. Good conservative news source. And then we have Diane Ruffino.
Hello.
For godandcountry.com.
For love of God and country.
For love of God and country. There you go. And then we've got Hal and Rainer James.
I don't have a blog.
Hal doesn't have a blog, but he reads a lot of them. So, anyway, a lot going on around us this past week, and so we want to jump right into some of the activities. You know, anytime there's a single person shot and killed, it's a tragedy, especially when you have in the tens and the 20s, mass shootings. That really captures everybody's attention. But then it gets politicized. And that's what's happening now, is the politicization of these tragedies, trying to tear away our constitutional rights and try to at least water them down, if not get rid of them. And then we're talking about the Second Amendment. And it really disturbs me that the mainstream media pushes that narrative in everything they do. And now you've got Congress jumping on board, both Democrat and Republicans, and even the president making statements that he's open to maybe some red flag laws and doing some other things, executive actions. I think he may be testing the waters to see what kind of responses and reactions he gets to that. And I think that's why it's very important that you express your opinions to the White House.
And I've written to him already.
That's good. And to your senators and to your congressmen, to all your representatives. It's going to take a lot of our voices to be heard, because this time it's a little different than it was before. You're ramping up to a presidential election. You've got like 20-some Democratic candidates that are making it part of their platform. And it's got people's attention, and as well it should. But there's the solution is not to disarm us. So, no. Diane?
Yeah, it's a real shame that we're politicizing these mass shootings instead of focusing on the real problem, which is the anger or the hatred of the shooter himself, and really and honoring the victims. But there is one shooting that we can truly say was politicized, should have been politicized, and was a victim or, you know, perpetrated because of politicization. And that was a shooting of Steve Scalise back in 2017.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was the political, that was perpetrated as a result of the political rhetoric, mostly from the left, in reaction to Donald Trump's election.
And what they do is they don't even wait to find out all the facts.
No. Mm-hmm.
They jump right on, start hitting it as hard as they can, and this time it's come back to bite them, because as hard as they wanted it, or as bad as they wanted it to be a Trump supporter, one of these shooters, it turns out he was very leftist, Bernie and Elizabeth Warren supporter, and so it came back to bite them. Hal?
Well, our founders included in our Bill of Rights the First Amendments to the Constitution our right to keep and bear arms, so we can protect ourselves from a tyrannical government. Now we have a government that's trying to be tyrannical, and I think the real root of this effort to get rid of our weapons is so that, because the tyrannical government fears the people, as they should. But if you go back and look at a lot of the statistics that I've heard mentioned on the radio and other places in the last few days, other types of weapons, such as knives, kill a lot more people than guns do. So
they do.
It's not rational. What their approach is not really rational if you learn the facts.
Right, and it's not just that. Let's just go back over some of the worst mass killings in our history. Let's look at Timothy McVeigh. What did he use?
Fertilizer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fertilizer. And then you had the Boston bombing, a bomb in a pressure cooker.
Yeah.
And it goes on and on, a lot of knife attacks. In Europe right now, one of the things that they're experiencing is people with machetes just going crazy on the streets and taking out lots of people. So,
and cars too, right? Cars and trucks.
Cars and trucks. Mm-hmm. Cars have been used as weapons to take out.
Do you know you can make an explosive out of chicken poop?
You make an explosive out of a lot of things.
I just want to make a comment on this rush to the red flag laws, because some of us remember when the Patriot Act was passed, we were told the government will never listen in on your conversations.
Right.
And even if you're having a conversation with someone from another country, your name will never be unmasked.
Yeah.
Well, General Flynn is facing jail time because his name was illegally unmasked.
Right.
Do we trust these people?
No.
Absolutely not.
It's a shame. Let's, since you brought up the topic of red flag laws, let's explain exactly what the red flag laws are, what it's meant to be. What they're saying is if somebody goes to get a weapon and they have a mental illness or previous history of doing bad things or making threats.
Or suicide, right? Talks of suicide, right?
So that would be a red flag. And because it would bring up a red flag, then they would delay the issuing of the permit to buy a weapon until it was further investigated, or end up denying it completely.
Or confiscate.
Or confiscate, yeah. Or confiscate.
The red flag is that this person either has a mental illness or whatever, may do harm to himself, herself, or to others. That's what these red flags are for. Right.
That's what you wish they were for.
But it's so easy to abuse it. You can claim somebody who's angry at the person can claim all kinds of things.
It's a lot of abuse. It's fraud.
I think if we look back only a couple of years at the IRS, it used to take a single representative or a single senator to suggest to the IRS, check someone's background. And all of a sudden, you were a victim of a background check at the IRS. It didn't require any proof of wrongdoing or anything like that. All of a sudden, you were a victim.
Right.
Well, the basic of it is thought police. And if they're going to take somebody's weapons away from them because of what they think they might be going to do, then that's sort of killed. That's being found guilty when you should be presumed innocent until you've done something wrong. So it goes contrary to our Constitution and our founders' beliefs entirely.
And our beliefs.
And our beliefs, absolutely.
Okay, well, we need to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors, and we'll get right back here in just a moment.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com. Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend features delicious handmade Italian dishes like lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine alfredo, stromboli, calzone, and many more. And now Panicelli's has home delivery. Panicelli's uses only the freshest ingredients, and they have fantastic New York-style pizza in four sizes or by the slice. Panicelli's Pizzeria also has great salads and subs. So today, head to River Bend, and Panicelli's is at 40 Shoreline Drive, or call Panicelli's Pizzeria for home delivery.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, we've been talking about the Second Amendment and the mass shootings that happened this past week, and we're going to get back into some more discussion on that. Diane, I see you over there.
My two hands up. If I can just talk a little bit more about the red flag laws. So again, red flag laws are designed to pick up on these red flags that point to a person who either has a mental illness or is angry, someone that is maybe likely to harm himself or others with a firearm, and to prevent that person from having a gun to for that harm. But the problem with the red flag laws is, the way I understand it, it's supposed to be aimed pretty much at mental illness. There's 17 states that have red flag laws now. Only one state mentions mental illness in its law. So really, the law is about confiscating, getting guns out of people's hands who others believe should not have guns, possession of guns. So a person, say I'm a neighbor and I overheard my neighbor fighting with his wife. I can go to the courthouse and I can fill out a form that says, I don't think my neighbor should have a gun because he's been yelling at his wife. He seems very angry. So I fill out this form. This form goes to the judge, and the judge okays it, gives it back to the police, and the police are absolutely obligated then to go to that person's house and confiscate the guns.
That's horrible.
That's how it works. So it's a form. You don't go there and present evidence. You fill out a form.
Right. But Diane, in that situation, how about if you look at someone who is a strong Christian, and somebody doesn't like that strong Christian, go out and fill out a form because that strong Christian doesn't have his head screwed on right.
What if that judge is an atheist?
Yeah.
Right? And doesn't believe, you know, I mean, this is fraught with abuse, but the one thing everybody should pick up on is that this is a major due process violation.
It is.
Because the person loses their fundamental right. Remember, we're talking about Bill of Rights. These are your fundamental rights.
These are God-given rights.
Right? And this is your
right for self-protection.
Right, because you have the right to life. This is your corollary. You have the right to protection.
This right is not given to us by the government.
No. So these laws are very fraught with abuse.
Absolutely.
All right? And I forgot really where I was going with the red flag laws.
Well, let me expound on this a little bit. We're talking about the Second Amendment. So let me read the Second Amendment. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Rick, I remembered where I was going with it. So there's
glad I could help you.
Ooh, I thought I was losing it there. Anyway, there's a man, John Lott. He's head of the Crime Prevention Research Center. And he was talking about the red flag laws. And he says, he does not support the red flag laws. Now, we should all be concerned that someone with a severe mental illness, severe rage, like this shooter up in Dayton, he was very angry and he was obsessed with mass shootings. And it was clear that he could easily one that can go out and do some harm. No one wants guns in these hands. But red flag laws, he says, are really just a policy of prediction. This is the government trying to predict who might do harm. It's just like, you know, you go out and say, oh, I hate this person, I hate that person.
The thought
does that
police.
Mean, yeah, does that mean you're going to go out and kill that person? No. You know, it's whether you translate your thoughts into action. But under these laws, because you may have they can predict that you might, they'll confiscate your guns, which is your fundamental right. And the only way you can get that back is if the court gives you a hearing and at hearing, and then you have to go several months without your gun.
Right.
And then you have a hearing and it goes from there. But you are without your gun. And who does this really harm?
Also, at that hearing, if I understand with the red flag laws, you're not allowed to face your accuser because they're anonymous.
That's right.
Your hearing
is with the judge. Yes. With the judge, yeah.
Not with the accuser.
Because the judge is the one that took your right away.
This is absolutely backwards. It's the presumption of guilt until you can prove your innocence. They tie one hand behind you in the effort to prove you're innocent. So this is horrible.
They say, this is exactly what, we are against. We are against this presumption of guilt. We are against taking away your rights without due process. You know, if you really want a red flag law and there really is a threat, then what you can do is say, go to your house, say, someone says, you have an anger issue, you have mental illness. We're scheduling you for a hearing this week. If it's that urgent, you let them defend themselves with, against your accuser.
Right.
You know, don't take it away and then have them several months later try to get that right back.
To me, Diane, it shouldn't even be like that. It should be that if the person is being involuntarily put into a mental institution, then they don't take their guns with them. But barring that, this whole thing is ridiculous if they haven't done a crime.
I have a question. Now, the person in Dayton, there were parents who didn't send their kids to school because he was coming back after being suspended, and they were afraid. I mean, this kid had a history.
Well, he's 24 years old.
Yeah, and he had a history. Is there any way that could be prevented? I mean, you could say, well, if he wanted to do this, he would have gotten the guns illegally anyway, which is probably...
As
we pointed out earlier, even if the guns weren't available... there's so many other ways.
Exactly.
I mean, in the old days, people would walk up and throw a Molotov cocktail into a bar or something. Mm-hmm. If the whole thing is it's evil, and if evil wants to get the job done, it's going to find a way.
Mm-hmm. That's
true. And there's plenty of alternatives out there. I wrote a post on Facebook where I said that the first murder occurred
when
Cain murdered Abel. And the Bible doesn't tell us what the weapon was.
AR-15.
It was irrelevant.
Probably wrong,
Was it politically motivated? No. What caused that? Evil.
Yeah.
Evil's what caused it. And that evil exists today, and that's what causes these things to happen. Guns don't cause it to happen.
It's free will.
Right. Hal?
Rick, you mentioned earlier that President Trump's appears to be looking upon these red laws with some favor, which really shocks me. I don't understand it. Can you explain? Do you have any idea? You said that it might be him testing the waters.
Well, that's my opinion. I think that, he's very smart, and he's very supportive of the constitutional rights to keep and bear arms.
Yeah.
So
he has good lawyers around him.
Yeah, I think he's testing the waters. He's trying to initiate a response that's overwhelming enough that it accomplishes
at least initiate
point.
A dialogue.
He's really going after mental illness. That's what he's trying to do.
Yes, and aren't there tools in place already with these commitment
remember
proceedings?
Remember the Parkland shooting. That kid was messed up, and he was on Facebook and social media with guns, obsession with AR-15s or whatever those things are. Obsessed with shooting, talked about it. So he goes to see a psychiatrist, and they go through the whole thing, and he's okay. Then he goes to another one, and they do the analysis. Well, he's okay. But all the red flags technically were there. Yep. And everything they did, everything what the government should do, and yet he still managed to slip through and right. killed all those people. So you could have these laws in place, but if the authorities, if this guy could fool all the authorities, what hope is there to really stop this?
Well, the whole thing is we don't need any more laws.
No, we
have laws already.
And
murder yes. is against the law. Yeah. Rape is against the law. Incest is against the law. Opioids, drugs are against the law. All those laws are broken every day.
So shooting the laws into a house aren't effective. Against the law. Huh? Shooting into a house is against the law.
Yeah. All those laws have not stopped the vast amounts of those crimes that we're experiencing today. So another law on guns is not going to stop that.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention this. There's an officer in my county, Pitt County, and he said, I mean, if a red flag law took, say, my gun away because, you know, I'm a right-wing loon, but he can tell you, oh, go to this street in this part of town, get any gun you want. So you can take my gun away, my lawfully obtained gun, but if I really wanted to do harm, all I got to do is just drive downtown and talk to so-and-so and get a gun. So these laws are not going to prevent an evil-intentioned person who wants to do harm, who is obsessed with killing someone, from doing that.
Right.
All they're going to do is disarm the public.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm also concerned about someone coming in the middle of the night and there's a person that is trying to protect their family with arms, someone coming in the middle of the night to confiscate their arms.
Yes.
And all of a sudden you're into a gun battle and an innocent person, either side, gets injured or killed.
All right.
And
That happened in Maryland, right? Maryland.
More than once, yes.
They came to the guy's house at like 5:30 in the morning to confiscate his gun. He had no idea. He was alarmed. He was scared. And they tried to take his gun physically from him. The police said, well, you're resisting. And they shot him. They killed him. But, you know, it all escalated because this guy was fearful and this was alarmist to him.
As anybody would be.
Of course. Right?
Well, let's move on a little bit.
we're hot on this topic.
Yeah. Well, we're going to stay on the same topic, I'm going to extend it out a little bit because the red flags, just getting your foot in the door. Yeah. That's all. Let's take it to the next level. Let's look at Amendment 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath of affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Absolutely. Let's say, okay, same thing as they're trying to do with the Second Amendment. You go out and say, I think that guy over there is a little bit crazy in his house, and I think I saw him carrying in several weapons. I think he's got, you know, weapons, and he's planning to do something wrong. Are we going to okay that?
Of course not.
But the police would have probable cause right there. And once they get in, they can search everywhere because of probably imminent danger. You know, so, yeah.
That is disgusting.
Disgusting
scenario.
Yeah. But they would say, you know. Imminent. Yeah, imminent. Sorry. Is that... But, yeah, if they believe he's a mental illness and he just brought in a bunch of guns, they would go in there and pretty much have free reign, and they'd be okay with it.
This conversation is making me want to become a hermit.
Well, let's not do that.
You really want to have a lot of distance between your neighbors. That's what you want. You want to make sure you don't live too close to people.
All right. Well, let's stop here and take another break to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business, it's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutritional Consultant at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, we've been talking about our Second Amendment rights and talking about this outcry to come up with new gun legislation, gun laws, because just one more law is going to fix it.
Well, it'll fix it, especially in Chicago.
Yeah, that's a good point, Bob, because there's mass shootings all the time in Chicago. Why are they not getting the same outcry?
I don't know. And it's not massive shootings from a single gun. It's massive numbers of guns.
Right. And like the
but
other,
aren't they basically illegal guns?
They have to be. Well,
yeah,
they have
to be. Some of the strictest gun laws.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. They again, don't work.
So they're not going to, the media is not going to tell us about this because it disproves the argument for stricter gun control. And because Chicago is controlled by Democrats, has been for 150 years.
Right.
And you know, it makes them look bad. So they're not gonna focus on Chicago.
Well, if you ride through the public housing, on each of the buildings you'll see signs posted, no weapons, no drugs. Gun free, drug free zone.
Yeah, right.
Do you believe that?
Nope. Oh, but, I believe the signs are there, but I believe the drugs
believe
and the guns
work?
Are there. No, of course they don't.
All right. So you know, I go a lot of places sometimes, and I conceal carry, and I can't go in with my weapon. And I don't think that's right.
No, you're right.
Because
I'm
protected up until that point. Mm-hmm. Then I've got to disarm myself, and maybe I've had to park two or three blocks away and walk to my destination, and I go in. What can happen between there and
planning.
Where my weapon is? Yeah.
Planning.
And look, you know, this one shooting, I can't remember if it was the Dayton one or the one in Texas, where the military guy saved a lot of lives, but he regretted that he didn't have his weapon with him.
Yep.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will say that the cops responded in Dayton very quickly. What was it, less than a minute? They responded, which is very unusual response time, but thank God that it was that short. A lot can happen in just the first few seconds, that if somebody, a good guy with a gun, was there, he could
make a huge
at least reduce the body count.
Yep.
When I go into a restaurant or a doctor's office, as one example of places that I've been, and they have those signs out there, you know, you can't carry a weapon in there, I always complain about it, badly, every time. Now, if it's something like the post office, I don't, because the personnel in there can't do a darn thing about it. There's no point in fussing at them. But if you ask for the manager or the owner in a restaurant, it might make an impression on them.
Well, let's look at a bank.
Yeah.
Okay? Bank robbers rob banks, and they usually do it with a weapon.
Yes.
So if I have to leave my weapon and go into the bank, and the bank robber comes in, he's armed, you know, because he's not obeying the law anyway. And isn't bank robbery against the law?
Of course it is.
You know, I saw on television today in One American News, which I watch pretty regularly, about Sheriff Joe Powell. I don't know the full details of it, but apparently he had kind of an assault on his reputation. That they accused him of a felony, and now the drive-by news, fake news people are all saying that he was guilty of a felony, which is really not true. He was found contempt of court or something like that, because he refused to obey an order that, of not doing, going out and finding individuals who were in the United States illegally and that sort of thing. So, no, I think he's an American hero, but they're trying to tear his reputation down.
Well, that's the way they do things. They attack you and try to ruin you anyway. Look at all the people in the Trump administration that just about bankrupted because of legal fees to try to defend themselves against accused crimes that they didn't commit.
Yeah, it's just horrible.
It is.
To go back to what you said about the answer to the problem is a good guy with a gun. I posted a list today up at Right Wing Granny of crimes in July, murders and crimes that had been stopped by a good guy with a gun.
Great.
Good for you.
Is it on today's post?
I'm going to go look at it.
It's in today. I got the list from the Daily Signal.
Right.
And on their article that I linked to, they also had a similar list from January to June of all the times that a crime was prevented because someone had a concealed carry permit and acted wisely to prevent a murder or a robbery or whatever.
Right.
That's focusing on the right thing.
Right. Yeah.
Well, it's not just a good guy with a gun. I'm going to tell you what the solution is. The guns haven't changed that much. I mean, sure, there's more modern weapons and all that, but still, a gun, you pull the trigger, it fires a bullet. So, you know, but what has changed? What has changed is, and, you know, banning the guns not going to take away the crimes. We've already discussed that. Bans don't work. It didn't work for alcohol during Prohibition. It didn't work for drugs. Banning those didn't work. New laws aren't going to work because, like I said, murder, rape, incest, drug abuse, all those things are already against law, but the people that do them are breaking the law. There is one ban, though, that I want to talk about, and that's the ban that caused all this. Banning the Bible from schools.
Absolutely.
Banning the Christian nativity scenes, things like that in public. Banning public prayer. Banning school prayers,
it's general hostility to religion.
Right. What did that do? That broke down the moral foundation. Look at what they've done to the families.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You've got so many single-parent families now, it's just ridiculous. So the morals and the values and the respect for each other and for the sanctity of life with all the abortions we're having, when you took all that away, what do you expect to get?
Exactly. Rick, these are all the institutions, all these things, the foundations that help us govern our conduct and help us to do the right thing.
Right.
Give us our moral compass.
Everybody has the potential to do evil. Mm-hmm. But that moral conduct, that conscience, that knowing what is right and what is wrong and being able to control that and live a life on the right side is...
Rick, I know you were born and raised around here, always lived here, and I've only lived here 10 years. When Rain and I first moved down, we attended a Christmas program at a local school, middle school, and they sang Christmas carols. And in fact, the principal at the time was one of the people that got up and sang a really beautiful Christmas carol. And I thought, oh man, this is wonderful. I mean, we've really come into a community where Christianity and love of God is still alive. But now you're talking about, are we talking about here in our own communities that they've been banned, these sort of practices? They're not prohibiting the coaches from praying before games and things like that here, are they?
Yes, they are.
They are?
Yes, they have. Well, you've experienced they quit praying at the county commissioners' meetings, you know?
They said they were going to, but they actually didn't. The commissioners don't do it anymore, but somebody else does each
time. Yeah, but still, they're chipping away at it.
It's under attack.
I see your point. It is under attack.
To answer your question, though, here locally, we haven't experienced the wrath as much as larger metropolises have. They are in larger cities and all they have, yeah. Some places have totally banned it, and... you know, they're reaping what they sowed. They are.
Yeah, Christianity is so bad, isn't it? I mean, the second law, Jesus told us, love your neighbor as you love yourself.
Yeah.
And that's the foundation. That's why we have communities that can be close. It's because we love one another. We care for one another. We come to each other's aid. You know, we look out for one another.
Yeah.
Take that away, and then what do? We go after one another. We hate one another.
The Ten Commandments down, you know. That's... been done all across the country in a lot of places. Judge Roy Moore, remember that instance. So,
the thing that is so frustrating, the Ten Commandments, if they did nothing else, told the kids in the school that there was an authority higher than they were that they had to answer to.
Mm-hmm.
It might not have stopped them from doing the junk they were doing, but at least it let them know that they were going to, at some level, be held responsible. And that's part of what we've lost, too, the idea of holding people responsible for their actions.
Yeah.
I mean, all that has been on the news for the past 3 or 4 days is that these shootings are President Trump's fault. He didn't pull the trigger.
No.
No.
I don't think anybody believes that. It's typical Democratic rhetoric. I don't think anybody even believes it.
And I'm tired of hearing the rebuttal about Jesus told us to love everybody, you know. Well, he did. But he didn't tell us to accept their sin.
He drove the money lenders out of the temple.
Right. We're supposed to love everybody, like you said, as we love ourselves. Mm-hmm. But we're not supposed to accept their sin and invite that in and them to take away our freedoms and our rights.
You're right.
You know, because, well, they're a human being too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's human beings that are Satanists and, you know, witches, and there's all kinds of evildoers that don't agree with Christianity. And we can love them, but we need to love them enough to tell them and expose their sin. And hope that they turn from it somewhere down the line. Okay, let's take another quick break, and we'll be right back.
In a time when personal responsibility is being mocked and minimized, who's really responsible for your safety and security? Who's really readily available to provide protection for you and your loved ones? Law enforcement is not always going to be there when you need that safety most. Are you prepared to keep you and your family safe and secure? I'm Randy Seiler, owner and instructor for Responsible Security, LLC, and I invite you to be that person, to be the responsible one. Contact me at ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com so you can be better trained, safer, more secure, responsible. At Responsible Security, LLC, I provide personal firearms and security training for a variety of skill levels. Currently, classes are available for obtaining a North Carolina concealed carry handgun permit and for advancing your personal firearms skills. Remember, your safety and security depends on you first. Visit ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com to learn more and sign up for a class so you can be better prepared to meet your responsibilities.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Y'all ready for this? The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, we've been having some lively conversation on the Second Amendment and on the outcry for gun control. And my question is, why isn't there an outcry for all these other things that cause many more deaths and have been going on much longer? Why isn't there a call for justice there? There's more people killed in automobiles than there are with guns. There's more people killed with hammers, I believe, than there are with guns. I've read the statistics somewhere in the past, so I can't quote them, but there is one I can tell you about. And this is the killer opioid, and it's becoming a weapon of mass destruction, could be a weapon of mass destruction. It would, from Bloomberg, it would take only 118 pounds of fentanyl to kill 25 million people. That's how much of the powerful opioid painkiller Nebraska State Trooper Sam Mortison found in April when he stopped a truck marked U.S. Mail swerving onto the shoulder along Interstate 80. Rolling up the trailer door revealed an empty hold, but just below a refrigeration unit behind a plastic panel secured with mismatched bolts, Mortison found 42 brick-shaped packages weighing 54 kilograms full of fentanyl. The drug is so potent that even a small amount, the equivalent of a few grains of salt, can be lethal. Now, let's focus on the border and the outcry there about opening the border and quit trying to stop these people that are coming in here. They're innocent people, and we're cruel for trying to stop them from coming into the country.
They're invading us. They're from a different culture. They don't ask our permission. They come trooping in. If that was your house they were trooping into, wouldn't you close and lock your door?
Well, doesn't that prove what I just said? It took one person to bring 118 pounds of fentanyl into our country, enough to kill 25 million people. Now, why isn't there a big, hey, we got to protect ourselves from stuff like
there
that?
There is, by people who have their heads screwed on straight.
Well, that's a good reason for the border security, a very good reason. And that's just one example of, we know weapons are already coming across the border. We know known terrorists have come across our border. We're being infiltrated by evil all the time. It's not the good people that are looking for a place of refuge that we don't want coming in here. It's all the bad ones that are sneaking in and coming in.
We need control so that we do get the good ones and keep the bad ones out.
Now, we've had immigration ever since this country began. It began because of immigrants. And we used to have methods to where we could know who was coming into the country. They went to Ellis Island. They were checked out medically. They were checked out to see could they come in and support themselves or would they be a burden on the country. If they were carrying a disease, they were quarantined and they were sent back to where they came from. So we've had methods in place to control that and to protect this country. And the leftists, the socialists, the Democrats, whoever they are, they want to tear all that apart and make sure all for political purposes.
It's all about politics. The mainstream media is not focusing on the opioid crisis, not on the gangs, not on any of the increased criminal activity coming into our country from the southern border, because then that emphasizes what Donald Trump has said, that this is a natural crisis or a national emergency. We don't want that. We don't want that rhetoric. We don't want that, you know, we don't want those terms. We don't have to have that discussion. So what they really want to focus on is they want to focus on, you know, people like Donald Trump calling people who are coming into our country illegally invaders. That's the discussion they want to have. That's the rhetoric they want to promote, because that then promotes their new discussion that, oh, we have a crisis of white supremacy. We don't have a crisis at the border of opioids and gangs. We have a crisis of white supremacy. So the dialogue that we're focusing on in this country now comes from the mainstream media. They're dictating what we have to be talking about. Rick is right. We should be talking about the opioid crisis because people are being killed daily from this epidemic and the gangs that are destroying our communities. But no, let's keep focusing on invaders. The word invaders, which is code for now white supremacy. So that's more hatred that the left can perpetrate on this country.
I disagree. I know you don't mean it yourself. I disagree that invaders is code for anything. It's invasion. And
no, it's
call a spade a spade.
Yeah, no, these Democratic candidates now are saying that invaders. We have Beto, we have Buttigieg, whatever. All these people are saying that, oh, they use the word invaders, and now they're saying that's code for, and
but
even Joe Scarborough.
But they're wrong.
Even Scarborough.
There's an interesting article in the current issue of the County Compass, our CCTA page. A new CCTA member, Alan Harrop, has written an article on the immigration crisis in America, just the thing we're talking about. And what he does in that article is go systematically through the various reasons it is a crisis, what cause and effect and so on. And he's planning a later one on some solutions, which I look forward to. But that brings me to, he is a new member. We're looking for new members. And we are in this month, August and September, we've got a couple special benefits for new members who join again August and September. And that's a free pizza from Panicelli's in River Bend and a free concealed carry class from Responsible Security LLC. I think they're both pretty nifty.
Now I'm hungry. Now I'm hungry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Alan's piece reminded me very strongly that as we grow, as we get new members, they will have various talents and be able to contribute to our efforts so it can increase what we can do as alternate media of one kind and another with our speakers and so on to counteract, at least in our corner of the world, what the lamestream media, the garbage they're throwing out there.
You know, I think most of us expressed a kind of a negative or down feeling about the direction the country's been going in. And I'd like to reflect on one that's a little bit more pleasant and encouraging. And that is the rallies that President Trump has had in various cities. Of course, there was one recently up in Greenville that most of us attended. And the chants that come out of that, the chants like "Build the Wall," man. We were talking about it. "Build the Wall," man. And people screaming it. Thousands of people screaming that. Then you've got "Send her back," and you know, that kind of caused a lot of concern for some reason. But so what? "Lock her up," man. All these chants that the people have been telling, you know, getting out there strongly, and I think it's a great thing.
Well, the spirit of those things is upbeat and kind, and people are really, really nice to each other. It's a mob, but they behave beautifully toward each other.
They do.
That's a good point, Al. Yeah, there were a lot of chants and cheers and all that. I want to, you know, the media's reaction to all that and the narratives that they're trying to paint out there, you know, they keep reporting that most of the violence has been committed by radical right wingers.
Have you seen any?
Where's all the videos of that? When I go on YouTube or whatever and I look and I find the violent stuff that's up there, it's Antifa, mm-hmm. and it's usually left, sure. very way far left radicals that are committing the violent acts. They're hitting guys just because they're wearing a MAGA hat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yeah. But I haven't seen the videos of where the guys with the MAGA hats are attacking anybody.
You're not going to either. As okay. usual, they are accusing us of doing what they actually do.
Projection.
Mm-hmm.
They project their mm-hmm. crimes or what they're guilty of onto their opposition.
Yeah, at a recent event for Elizabeth Warren, there were a couple of conservatives there as a group just to, you know, promote their views peacefully and to film the event. Well, an angry Warren supporter went after the members and was throwing fists and actually was swinging at a woman. You don't see this from the conservative side, but they were there peacefully. They did nothing. This just had a, you know, cell phone trying to video. But that was, and they packed up and they left peacefully. They said, if we're not wanted, you know, then we'll just leave. If we're not respected, we'll leave. So that's the right. That's the right. That's their response versus the Antifa response which is, you don't think like us. Let's beat you to a pulp. Let's shut you up and prevent you from speaking again.
Yeah. And, you know, let's talk about what they're trying to do with First Amendment. You've got all your big tech companies out there, Google and Twitter and Facebook and all of them that are trying to censor politically.
Yeah.
If you're a conservative or a Christian, you stand a good chance of having your content removed, while some of the most vulgar stuff that could be displayed on a web page is allowed to go through.
We have too many trigger words, right? We conservatives, we use these words that they have different meanings for, and we trigger them, you know?
Right. Also, this thing with the mass shootings, one of the shooters had posted on 8chan, which has resulted in 8chan being taken down. And they claim that it's a very, very bad site, all the radicals and all these people out there. Well, there are that out there, but that's not all that was on 8chan.
Q was too, wasn't it?
Q's on there. A lot of patriots were on there. A lot of good content, you know.
They don't censor at all, do they?
No.
So it really is a platform, not a...
It's a platform.
You mean they didn't, I think they...
Yeah. It's like the old... bulletin boards used to be. You could have one on crocheting. You could have one on weaponry. You could have, you know, you have a section on there, your topic, and you have people.
Gardening is a good one.
People that join that forum and participate in that, which is what was happening on 8chan. Mm-hmm. And, there's some vile and bad and nasty stuff out there. As well as it is on other sites, too. But now they have shut the whole thing down. And so that's
they
punished.
They being whom?
Well, the people that were hosting it or the internet company that was providing the services for it to be there shut it down.
Okay. Thank you.
So anyway, you can look forward to more and more and more of that happening. Because once you break that barrier, you stick your foot in the door and you get it accomplished in one area, well, let's go shut this one down too, and let's shut that one down, and let's do this and let's do that, and there's no end to it. Hal?
Well, one of the first abuses that comes to mind to me when you start thinking about things like that was when the Black Panthers were standing out in the voting places with I don't know, baseball bats and batons and things like that, and were threatening people, and yet no charges were...
No repercussions for that at all.
Eric Holder. Thanks to Eric Holder.
Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, so that guy, Connor Betts, from the Dayton shooter, Now, he was as left as you can get. He encouraged violence against ICE officials, encouraged Antifa, was mean to women, blah, blah, blah. Clearly a left-winger, as All left right. as you get. And they have this shooter in El Paso, Patrick Crucius, whatever. Now, I heard reports that he was actually a registered Democrat. And right, and they altered his record to show that he was a registered Republican.
Right.
So, and you look, if you look at his position on the environment, that is a Democratic position. Right.
Well, that's what you look forward to now that they've busted through those barriers and have been able to accomplish those things. It they'll be making attacks on a lot of our people. All right. Well, it's just about time for us to wrap this program up. I do want to remind y'all that CCTA is Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association. We support the principles and the values of our founding documents, the Constitution, and whoever is supporting that, you know, we'll talk about them, and we it doesn't make us partisan. It just means we share the same values.
We have a philosophy of government.
Right. Hal?
Yeah, could I just mention real briefly that I've been following things at the state legislature, and there are two bills that are, both of them are now referred to committee that we were very concerned about. One of them is to amend the Certificate of Need laws, which we think drastically need amending, if not done away with, which is what should happen. And then the other one is called Let Them Spawn. It was a fish bill that commercial fishing and people like that were against. Both of them have been referred to committees, and it seems that the only thing going on now is they're waiting for try to get enough people there to override the veto if they possibly can. But it might be good
if they don't.
Right. So if they don't override that veto, it might be a good thing.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have for today's show. So hope you'll come back and join us again next week.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
The CCTA truly appreciates their sponsors because their support makes it possible for Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association to bring all of you Wake Up Call every Sunday. Those sponsors include Professional Auto Services on Country Club Road in New Bern, Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutrition consultant, Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend. Other great supporters are RightWingGranny.com with a unique perspective on the news, B&J Seafood on US 70 in New Bern, the North Carolina Fisheries Association, Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair on Highway 17 South in New Bern, also the County Compass, serving Pamlico, Beaufort, Craven, and Carteret counties, Dr. J. Singleton, Moore's Old Time Barbecue. Tune in for the CCTA Wake-Up Call every Sunday on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240.